With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A tropical storm Helene has formed in the Caribbean after bringing heavy rains and big waves to the Cayman Islands. Forecasters warning the storm is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane en route to the southeast U.S. Hurricane watch is in effect now for Florida to Tampa Bay and from Inglewood to Indian Pass. President Biden delivered his final speech at the U.N. General Assembly. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Addressing the U.N. for the last time, the president touched on the world's major crises, including Ukraine's fight for freedom against Russia.
We cannot look away, and we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
And he renewed his call for peace in the Middle East.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest.
On the subject of his decision not to seek re-election, Mr. Biden told world leaders that some things are more important than staying in power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a man who killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket in 2021 has been found guilty of murder. Ahmaud Elisa, the latest person to fail in an attempt to be acquitted of murder by reason of insanity. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty spoke to Denver 7.
We asked for, and he has now received, the maximum sentence allowed under law, which is 10 consecutive life terms, one for each of the victims that he murdered.
As a result, instead of remaining in a state hospital for psychiatric treatment, Alyssa was sentenced to life in prison. American consumers feeling less confident. This month, the Conference Board reports its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 98.7 in September from 105.6 in August. That's the biggest month-to-month decline since August of 2021. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The pro-life movement has a losing streak going on abortion-related ballot measures at the state level. So far, seven states, including conservative Kansas and Kentucky, have enshrined abortion in their constitutions. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says pro-life people don't wear rose-colored glasses. We know we have a huge task ahead of us. Nine more states will consider constitutional amendments enshrining abortion in the November 5th election. This is SRN News. Labor unrest at Hawaii's Lone Hospital for Women and Children.
10 people were arrested Monday for blocking temporary nurses from being bused into the hospital in Honolulu. The unionized nurses were locked out after a one-day strike. The Hawaii Nurses Association says a key issue is safe staffing levels and the desire for a lower patient-nurse ratio. The hospital CEO says the right to peacefully protest is respected, but any demonstration cannot negatively impact patient care. Rich Thomason reporting.
A statue of Johnny Cash about to be unveiled at the U.S. Capitol. Dignitaries will be on hand today for the unveiling of a bronze statue of the legendary country singer. The Cash statue is the second figure Arkansas has sent to replace two existing ones representing the state at the U.S. Capitol. The first one was civil rights leader Daisy Bates. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.